facing a cliff. There was a federal tax credit of 30% that sunsetted at the end of last year, and it was really going to do harm to the industry. We've done a lot of work building up a lot of good companies, hiring a lot of good people. We think there's around 1,000 jobs in geothermal across the state. We think there's about 10,000 homes that have geothermal, and it was set really to kind of shrink the industry and set us back quite a bit right at the time when New York State needs us, because at this point about a third of the greenhouse gases that we're producing in New York State come from heating buildings, heating homes and businesses, and it's going to be a key sector to address if we're going to get to the state's goal of cutting greenhouse gases by 40% by the year 2030, which is what has been adopted. So to cut the industry, you know, off at the knees right when the state needs it to start stepping up would have been a real tragedy. So this is very helpful from that end.